This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I am bringing you a brand new company. I'm super excited to have them on the show. They came on my radar about 30, 60 days ago. And the name of the company is No Labs, Inc. And they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol KNWN. With us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have this gentleman. He's the chairman of the company, Mr. Ron Erickson. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
Before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners, if you would, just a little bit, 30-second backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Well, so NoLabs, Seattle-based company, has developed proprietary patented sensor technology that allows us to non-invasively ascertain the presence of molecules in the human body, analytes in the human body, with a first focus on glucose. We are intent on being in front of the FDA later this year, next year, to obtain FDA clearance on a device that will provide non-invasive continuous blood glucose levels.
Well, you know, when I found your company and it came on my radar, I was thinking, what makes this company so special? And why should our listeners follow NoLabs?
Well, I think we're a first in terms of non-invasively ascertaining blood glucose levels, and we intend to be the first to market doing that. If you think about the addressable market, the number of people in the world that suffer from diabetes, it's a big number. U.S. alone,
I'm one of them.
U.S. alone, it's 33 to 35 million people, and yep. Then you have the pre-diabetic market that's perhaps 2.5-3 times that. So a very large addressable market, and interestingly, here in the U.S. alone, 15 million people prick their finger every day, and each finger stick costs a dollar. On average, they're doing it 3 or 4 times a day. So you look at the numbers, it's a big number, and it's also a pain point. I mean, it's an economic pain point, but it's a personal pain point. And with our non-invasive technology, we believe we can obviate that. So
wow.
pain-free, non-invasive, and we do want to come to market with a product that is very competitive. Which, you know, economically competitive. A lot of people are wearing a Dexcom G6 or an Abbott Labs Freestyle Libre, and those can cost thousands of dollars a year and require replacement every, you know, 10 days or 2 weeks or so.
All right, well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I do prick my finger every day. I don't like it. Sometimes I do it. My wife does it for me. You're telling me that that's going to go away. You have a new paradigm, if you will. Tell me what that looks like.
Non-invasive. We have a trademark around our technology. We call it bio-RFID. It's radio frequency spectroscopy. We use radio waves to identify the presence of analytes and molecules in the human body. And the foundational element is every analyte, every molecule has a unique frequency at which it excites. So if you can excite that molecule, that allows you to identify it, right? Because you're sending energy at a certain discrete frequency and you're receiving energy back. With our AI-driven algorithms and the data we collect from that process, we're able to determine the presence of the molecule, in particular, in this case, glucose, and the amount. And we've been doing that internally in the lab with very exacting results, and in fact, getting results that are superior to the results obtained by Dexcom and Abbott Labs.
Now, do I wear this device? How does it operate?
So we have two products in the pipeline. The first one we call the KnowU, and it looks about the size of your smartphone and then has a little puck on top that would be like an AirPods puck. And so it's like a charging device. You can take the puck off, put it in your purse, put it in your pocket, and you can use that. It'll connect via Bluetooth to your smartphone, and so you can periodically check your blood glucose as you do now.
So you just put it over your arm, and it tells you?
You put your palm on it. You put your palm on it.
Got it.
And there's a very good representation of this on our website at nolabs.co. And there's also a very good 3-minute video on the homepage of the website that will demonstrate some of this and really, you know, makes the visual impact much more powerful than what I can say here verbally. So that's product one. You're gonna put your palm on it. You're gonna check your blood glucose. You're gonna do that as you do periodically. The second product is a product we call the U band, and so that's smaller and it's a wearable. It goes on your wrist. Or, by the way, the technology in the U band could be integrated into other wearables or other devices. But that then is a continuous glucose monitor that will connect via Bluetooth to your smartphone and on a continuous basis, and it can be programmed to be as frequent as you desire or you need. So it could be every half hour, or it could be, you know, more frequently. But it's a continuous glucose monitor, which could ultimately be connected to an insulin pump for somebody who's insulin dependent, but can give you continuous information. So two products in the current product pathway, one for periodic checking of your blood glucose as you do today, and the second follow-on product, continuous.
Currently, right now, you guys are doing a 200-person trial on this. You put out a press release on February 3rd of this year about the IRB approval. Bring us up to speed on both of those, if you may.
Okay, so an IRB stands for Institutional Review Board, and these are review boards that have been approved by the FDA. When you're doing a serious trial, you want to make sure that you have a third party approve it and make sure you've dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and you know you're doing everything in the best way you can. So we submitted a protocol to an independent review board. They went through it. They sometimes there are modifications, and they approved it. So this is going to be a study of 200 individuals using our technology. Now, the purpose of this, and I think this is an important, you know, why are we doing this? We hope later this year to be in front of the FDA for what's called a pre-submission meeting, taking our technology to them with a protocol to have to do clinical trials in the U.S. to obtain FDA clearance on our technology and to go to market. Before we go to the FDA, we want to have evidence that what we have, it really is significant, makes a difference, and it works. So we've done internal testing. This is a larger test now with 200 people. So this is just prepares the way to go to the FDA with credibility so that, you know, we're taken seriously with this first non-invasive device to ever approach the FDA for approval.
That is truly, truly amazing. And your product is going to be amazing. I think it's going to be revolutionary. And again, I think it's going to be a new paradigm shift. All that being said, people listening to our interview, looking at the stock, it's $1.66. This is my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it. I think your company is grossly undervalued with what's about to happen here in the next two or three quarters. That being said, what can my listeners and your stockholders expect in 2022 and maybe the first or second quarter of 23?
Okay. Well, you can expect the results coming from the 200-person study. You can expect over the course of this year, as we button up glucose and get ready to go to the FDA, the experts who work for us are going to be working on some other analytes, some other molecules that are important to human health and wellness. Because what's important to know is that our device is a platform. We have simply chosen glucose as the first molecule to identify. But we have a list of over 100 that can relate to human health and wellness. So you can expect between now and the end of the year, we may be identifying as many as 10 or more analytes that can make a difference to human health and wellness. And I could mention a few that we will likely go after, and they could include ketones, they could include a woman's progesterone level, it could include a woman's luteinizing hormone to advise her she was going to ovulate in 4 hours, literally that kind of thing, troponin that is evidence of a heart attack. We are going to be looking at a whole host of things and be announcing those, because ultimately, after glucose, what we intend is that this is a device that can, in many respects, revolutionize diagnostics in a non-invasive way and have a big connection into remote medicine, telemedicine, and just, you know, a person's ability to monitor their own health and wellness.
I concur on that, on all interested on that. Let me ask you, what kind of patents that you have on the, on this technology?
Well, that's it's one of the most important things I do every day, is pay attention to that. We have right now around 80 patents filed and pending, and issued. We've got about half of those issued, and I'm talking to our patent lawyers maybe once or twice a week as we invent, as we extend the portfolio. We also look very carefully at what other people are doing around the globe, purported competitors, potential competitors. We look at their IP portfolio, where they're inventing, where they're going, and we try to make very smart strategic decisions about where to file, both offensively and defensively, and to, you know, secure our foundational patents, but then a lot of people in the vernacular say, create that picket fence around them, protect them. So we take the IP very seriously. You can expect over the balance of this year many more patent filings and many more patents issued, but we're right now at about 80 all in.
Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Do a deep dive on us. Go to our website. Go to notnolabs.co. Look at it. We're an open book. You can see everything we're doing. We simply want you to learn about us. Then if you get excited about us, follow us, pay attention to us. We have a Discord channel you could join to stay, you know, pay attention to us, stay in touch, tell your friends. We are really working hard to make a difference in the world and make a difference initially with those who suffer from diabetes. And then beyond that, we're going to be working on a lot of other diagnostic areas that are important. So I really encourage people to pay attention to us and, you know, become part of the No Labs community.
My guest today has been Ron Erickson. He is the chairman of No Labs, Inc. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQBs under the ticker symbol KNWN. Now, I brought you guys a lot of great companies over the years. One of the company that comes to my mind, Prodex, I brought to you around $3, I think in 2017, 2018. I said that was my personal opinion, that the company was grossly undervalued. The stock went to $40-something a share. I think this one needs to be taken a look of. If they got what they say they got and it comes to fruition, I think that this is going to make a lot of people happy. Ron, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that you become a regular, come back on the show every 45 or 55 days and keep us in the loop and bring us an update.
I would love it. And thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and with your listeners.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.